Yeah. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a milli every week. I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. Billionaire, I wanna be a billionaire. I ain't getting no sleep till I see a billy every week. I ain't gonna be a billionaire. Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing? Welcome to another episode of Sleep is for Billionaires, the podcast. I am your host, Johnny Vegas. Now, today, I got a very special guest on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, you in for a treat, so take some notes. We got the young phenom, the young bull. Got the album out right now. I'm not here. Ladies and gentlemen, Trey Carter.
Yeah. What's
good, boy.
Thank you for that amazing introduction, brother.
Hey, man, you deserve this. Well Thank deserved, you. My brother.
Thank you. I like that, the young phenom.
Man, you on like your way that. Up, man. You
yeah,
young,
man, we trying, man. A lot of, you know, life has a lot of, how should I say? Life is full of extremes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, we doing this, but there's always this other force over here, right?
Right.
And it's just about finding that perfect balance. So that's kind of what we're doing right now.
Right, absolutely.
Well, yeah, I'm starting off the interview a little bit deep, so I'm going to let you kind of cater, you know, the questions to shift where we're going. But like as you can tell, as the people watching, everybody watching, the Trey gang, my family, the people who, my ops, the people who think they're my ops, whatever, whoever you guys are, the little kids.
Yeah. They don't exist.
With all due respect. No, they do. They do. What, you got to acknowledge them. You have to acknowledge the ops. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whoever that is, right?
Yeah.
I don't have an op, but the people that think I am an opposition, because it exists. And that's the problem. Like, people, they go through life acting like this shit doesn't exist.
Mm.
You can't have this in here, right, which is life, without the two extremes.
Mm-hmm.
You get to acknowledge it. And that's the difference. I'm not, like, you know what I'm trying to say? There's nothing I'm hiding. I'm too intentional. I'm too genuine. You know what I'm trying to say?
No,
that's what I want people to get through this interview.
Yeah.
Without me having to hurt anybody else. You get what I'm trying to say?
Right, absolutely.
That's the purpose of this interview.
No, I agree. And I feel what you're saying, you know, when it comes to, you know, acknowledging the opposition so you kind of know how to move strategically in your journey.
Yes.
You know, with me.
That's a great way to say that.
No, thank you.
Wow. And this dude's a genius, by
the way. I try. Now, but with me, it's like when I say I don't exist, it's like I'm aware of opposition or haters or naysayers or non-supporters, but I don't let it be a distraction to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I continue the course.
And
regardless.
Brother, honestly, I already know I'm preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about everybody watching.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
I already know, you know.
Yeah.
It's like when you've already acknowledged it, you don't have to acknowledge it anymore. It's just part of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's people, right, still to this day, because I was one of the people
mm-hmm.
who don't acknowledge it. And that's the issue, because they're like a fear, maybe of God, whatever it is, right? Because my faith in God was so strong that I misconstrued it as, like I said, fear in him, when it should be respect, love.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these things, fear. If God is so mighty, God is so powerful, why would he have to be like, and hold a gun in her head, like, yeah, you about to die.
Mm-hmm.
If you do the X, Y, Z, you about to die.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, does that make any sense?
Not
it's respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's respect. And people in the comments, you can say whatever you want. I want all smoke. Like, I've been praying to God since I was 3 years old. Nobody can tell me nothing about this.
Right.
But then everybody can tell me something about this. That's my genius.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to everything.
Okay.
And then I disprove if I need to.
Yeah.
But I want to hear everybody. I want to hear everything everybody has to say at the end of the day.
Well, that's what's up, man, because that's exactly why I brought you here. Because I want the world to hear what you got to say. You know, it's been a lot.
Awesome.
You know, I saw, even when I looked you up, I saw a lot attached to your name. So we're going to get through everything. But I want to start from the beginning, my brother, because the purpose for this show is to get insider information for those who want to be in your position.
That's awesome.
You know? And you rapping, you doing your thing, you on the grind, and you doing what people wish or dream about, you know what I'm saying, which is amazing at your age, you know, so you're 26, right?
26.
That's what
for
I'm
some
saying.
People, that's old.
But some people, that's young.
But that's the thing. It's like judgment, right? That's a form of judgment. But some people, right?
Depending on who's looking and, you know
what I mean? But it's just like, the reason I say this is for the people who do judge, right?
Right.
It's like, you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
I'm so upfront, right? I could be subliminal in whatever I want to say. I'm too upfront. It's right on the surface. Like, things I say are right on the surface. You know what I'm saying? I don't even gotta dive into that.
Of course not, because it's on the surface. Yeah, like you said, you ain't gotta go that deep.
Exactly.
Nah, that's what it
Simplify.
Is. Simplify. Exactly. Right. All right. Well, let's start from the beginning, because pretty much I want to go through your journey and so people could get
how you kept this entrepreneurial mind state through and stood like, this is my dream. This is what I want to do with my life. This is how I'm going to go get it. Mm. And your journey along the way. So let's start from the beginning. You, California, born and raised, right?
No, I was actually born, this is random. A lot of people don't know this, Dover, Delaware.
Okay.
On an Air Force base. Mm. My parents met on the Air Force base. I was born on the Air Force base.
What branch they were in?
Air Force, Navy? Air Force.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I said Air Force.
Yeah, you
fight it up. Yeah, right. Sometimes I get military and Air Force mixed up too. I do the same shit.
Said Air Force.
Exactly. No, it was funny.
But we'll edit that later.
It doesn't even matter. That's the thing. Right. I want everybody to know there's no such thing as perfection.
Right, right. That's a fact. That's a fact.
And if you got to try to be perfect, you're not being genuine.
Right.
And the key to winning, I'm telling everybody, is being genuine. Just be you. Mm. And that's so long. I'm sorry for like to a lot of my fans. I didn't know myself. So. The trade, like, that was all me. Like, what you guys saw was a portion of me, but I never opened up. You know what I mean? Like, I never introduced my fans and people who support me, people who really love me, right? Mm-hmm. Listen to my music, watch my vlog. I didn't really open up, like, fully to it. And that's another thing I want to do through this interview. I want people to see that I, who I really am. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it's necessary to kind of clear my name, right? Mm-hmm. With, like I said, without hurting the other party.
Right. Yeah. I get it. Okay. So tell me, what was music always your first dream? Or did you have other dreams prior to that?
Yeah, so I had, like every other person that does music, I had hoop dreams.
Okay. Well,
obviously, I was short.
Okay. Yeah, that's point guard. You're a point guard.
Yeah, I was a point guard. Even to the point where I was commuting.
Okay.
From Palmdale, which is an hour from L.A.
So from Palmdale to L.A.
I was playing for Rebay Academy. Shout out to them. It's like Glendale.
Okay.
Borderline Glendale, L.A. right there off the 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally would ride the Metrolink, bro. Like,
okay.
I'd get up.
You was nice or you was trash?
I was decent. I was the floor general. I played the whole game.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good then. That means you was good.
I was good at my role.
Yeah.
You know, like I couldn't shoot at the time. Now I'm an assassin.
Yeah.
Like, it always works like that, right? Now I can shoot the shit out the ball.
Yeah.
But anyways, what was I saying? Get me back on track.
You were talking about how you were traveling playing basketball.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. So basically, in a nutshell, when I really want something, I go for it. It was to the point where I was 16 years old, bro. Like, I would, like, this is my schedule. I would literally get up at 3, right? Because my dad also would commute.
Right.
His work had to be, just happened to be right next to my school.
Mm.
So anyways, yeah, we would literally get up 3, right?
Mm.
Bus out there being 2-hour traffic. I would sleep in the car as much as I can.
Mm.
I'd wake up out of his car, walk over to the school, bro.
Yeah.
And then after school, my shit was so strenuous, man. Shout out to Coach Middlebrook.
Mm.
And I didn't understand how much it would help me now, you know what I'm saying? He put me through some intense, you know what I mean?
Training. Yeah.
Exactly. He was getting us ready for war.
For war. Life, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't get it. It wasn't about the basketball.
Right,
it was
about
life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And but anyways, I would get home literally at 11 o'clock.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I had to do it again. And I still was top 3 in my class.
Mm.
I still graduated summa cum laude. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Like, I still got it done, though.
Mm.
And I feel like with that, the way you start anything is the way you end anything. I can do anything now, right?
Right.
And I forgot that for a long time because I was chasing this facade of music for so long. I wanted it so bad, right? Because when the Hoop Dreams was up, right? Mm. I always had an affinity for music. I started writing when I was, like, 12.
Okay.
And my brother, shout out to my older brother, he's not blood related, right? But we took him in, Chase.
Mm.
I recorded my first song with him when I think I was 15 years old.
Okay.
I started blasting that on YouTube.
Mm.
So I was kind of doing it all simultaneous.
Yeah.
Basketball and school was my main thing.
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to say? But music always had an affinity for it. My dad, he grew up singing in the church.
Nice. Grandpa
singing in church, pastor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A long line of...
musicians?
No, ministers.
Oh, okay.
So gospel singers, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm super diverse, my family. So I grew up listening to rap. Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, when I was...
What's your nationality?
I was 12, Filipino, Black, White, and Native American.
Okay.
So I'm very mixed up, you know
what I'm
saying?
I see, yeah. I'm just Dominican, that's it.
Okay.
Man, you speak any other languages?
That's what's up. You pure breed.
Yeah, you speak languages?
You know what? No.
Nah?
Muy poquito español. You know what I'm saying?
So, no.
Like, exactly. I can communicate, like, you know, like on the surface, muy poquito, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like I really want to learn, you know,
yeah.
This is like another whatever side thing, but I really want to learn, learn Spanish.
Yeah, you will, especially because you have to.
The more, think about it, the more languages I learn, the more people I can connect with, genuinely. part of the problem with my ex, shout out to her, I love her. Seriously. Part of the problem with that whole thing was me and her mom could never communicate. So even though, like, you know, she saw I was a good boy or whatever, she didn't, you know, she couldn't sense my genuine character probably because, like, we couldn't connect.
The language barrier, yeah.
Yeah, the language barrier, you know what I'm trying to say? So for me, I really want to learn. I want to learn my, you know, Tagalog. I want to learn, which is a Filipino dialect. For people who don't know, I want to learn fucking Spanish.
Yeah.
French, honest, right? And nowadays, it's really simple. They got these apps. You just got to do it. 10, 15 minutes a day, compound effect. Just do a little bit every day. So.
Yeah, you could incorporate that in your music once you do get that language.
And that's another thing. I do want to be, I want to get into the Latin game, you know? So Anuel, Ozuna, Krill G, all y'all, man, I'm inspired by y'all. I want to get in the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm letting y'all know. Like, I'm ready for that.
Okay, you know okay, that's what's up.
So anybody out there that could, you know, help me get into there, you know, all my connects is yours as well. That's what it's about. Each one, teach one.
Yeah, yeah, that's a fact. Okay, that's what's up, man. Now, you mentioned your family was in, you know, in church a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I know sometimes they may not take too kind or fond of rap music.
True.
So when you decided to go on that journey, what were they supportive of you, or was it like you was just rebellious? Like, yo, listen.
I was type of kid. I didn't give a F. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was very rebellious.
Mm.
Had a lot to prove.
Mm.
My whole life, like, for some, my dad always instilled, you gonna be a millionaire. You know, my whole life, I just knew. For some reason, I thought there was nothing else.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know how I was gonna get there. I just knew I was gonna.
That was the goal, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I realized it was cool, right? Because it gave me that drive. But then later on now, I realized if money's a driving factor, you in for a harsh, rude,
awakening.
Very bad. Like, yeah. No, like, it's bad. Like, you will lose your soul if money is your freaking driving factor. I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. And you're, like, it's bad, man. Like, shit. It's bad when you don't even get that excited feeling from, like, seeing a little brother. You don't even know what that is no more because you've been chasing this music so much, chasing views, chasing money. You lose yourself, man.
Yeah, man.
You can be praying to God, but still you lost yourself. And then praying to God is just getting you above water, your head, just a little bit, right? Afloat. And then the drugs is helping you, it helps you do this, right? But then, you go right under water. And it's a never-ending cycle. That's the problem with it. You know what I mean? It's just too many highs and lows. There's so many highs and lows naturally in life, right? You got to find so much balance. The drugs is just like, you can become a master at it, but why?
Mm-hmm.
Why be like, why? Why not? Like this, still. Stop moving so much, dude. Stay up. Like, go like this, flow. Instead of going like this in a rat race, flow. You know, that's kind of who I am.
So let me ask you a question, because that's interesting that you brought that up. Because, like, for example, you know, RIP Juice WRLD, you see what happened with him, you know, young boy in his game, you know, making that turn up music, turning up with the lean and the perks and all of that. You know, why do you think, you know, that's a thing? And why, and what does it take for someone to have that epiphany, like what you had, that was like, yo, I just figured out. The drugs make me do this, but I really want to do this, but it's a constant cycle. It's harsh, you know, at what point, what has to happen for you to really wake up and be like, yo, this ain't for me. I need to do things this way. Like, what happened to you at that point? What was that turning point in your life?
For me, it was, like, real recent. So there's a possibility I will do some more drugs. I'm just playing with y'all.
I'm too real. I'm messing with y'all. No, but, like, we all got our vices.
For me, it's just, like, I'm gonna be like, this is the thing. Like, people always, like, go like this, point the finger at people who do drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, like, I didn't do that because, like, I didn't just do it just because. So, I mean, yeah, maybe it did start off as fun. But then when you realize, oh, it could be medicine as well. It could help me. Like I was so sad, bro. I literally, like, I had to be high every day. It makes me tear up because, like, people don't understand what I was going through. Like, I would tell my ex, like, like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would start questioning, like, do other people feel like this? Is that how life's supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
And I never would question stuff because I felt like that was going against my belief in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Thinking practical. So I literally, everything I did in my life was a learned behavior because I felt like I couldn't think for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I misconstrued my relationship with God. And it's easy to do that when you gain that relationship at 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back and, like, reevaluate how I thought of shit. You know what I'm saying? And then it got me to this point, man. Just, like, I don't know if I answered the question fully.
No, you did.
Did I answer the question for you?
You did. I mean, well,
I want a simpler question. I mean, a simpler answer. So, yeah, well, okay, recently, this is a specific, this is what made it real for me. Mm. Instead of somebody saying, oh, this is bad for you, bad for your body. What made it real in my head, right, if nobody told me anything about drugs, like, right, I'm done with this shit. Like, even if it was good for you, I wouldn't want to do it just because, like, it causes unnecessary confusion. Mm-hmm. Like, even though for me, I've been doing it so long, right? I feel like it doesn't do anything physically to me. And that's the problem, too.
That's the problem. That's scary. So now you're chasing the high.
You hear that? And that's Mm-hmm. I'll be the next motherfucking wound up winding up dead because I think I'm literally, I can't overdose on drugs. I've done 8-10 drugs at once. And I'm not bragging. I'm literally telling you guys, I was that fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, mentally. I didn't choose that. Nobody chooses depression, right?
Yeah.
But look, one thing I do realize is if you're depressed, it's because there's something you're hiding. You're broken inside. You guys, people don't even realize. Like, I didn't realize how broken I was. And I was so scared to, like, really go back in time and think about all the time that I had heightened emotions when I was a kid. Mm. And to go back and reason with myself, like, yeah, you felt all that emotion, but you were a little kid. You couldn't reason. If somebody was like, man, fuck you this, fuck you that, you couldn't think in your head, well, maybe they just, you know, going through a bad day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't reason. Mm-hmm. So you take that guilt your whole life, and then it comes to a time in puberty, you forget. Yeah. So you think that's the way of life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So another thing, I've been meditating so long, so I'm very in tune.
That's good. You know what I'm saying? You need that.
And I did that purposely. Mm-hmm. Dr. Joe Dispenza, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyways, get me back on track when I'm done.
No, we were talking about, you said you wanted to, we were talking about you being broken. You said you were broken as a child, and I'm trying to figure out what was the turning point from when you was like, I'm doing all these drugs, but I need to slow down.
My life right now, I'm gonna be honest, guys. Once I got this awakening, whatever you can call it, I've been living literally after heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. Like, my body is amazing. Everything I want is happening. I have a really strong purpose. I'm touching people every day. I see it every day. And that's what's, like, my driving factor, man.
What do you think your purpose is in life? You just said...
No, real quick. Mm-hmm. But this is what happened the other night.
Okay.
The come down effect of it was so crucial. I felt depressed again for the first time in a month. And I was like, is my life fake? Like, is this not real? Like, what if this is just all facade? Like, what if, like, you know, this ain't real? Like, because my life has been that good this past month, right? Mm-hmm. That, like, it literally feels like it's fake. So, like, you know what I'm trying to say? And I got so depressed.
Yeah.
That I was like, wow, what if I'm just delusional? What if, like, none of this shit is real? Like, then luckily I woke up and I was back to my normal self, you know? Like, geeked, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at that point, I was like, I'm not fucking doing these drugs, bro. I got a mission. I got a purpose. It's not about me at this point. I don't post every day for me. Mm-hmm. That's why I follow all my people, you know what I'm saying? Because why wouldn't I? They support me.
Right.
I'm going to be the first fucker in this world to follow a million people, have a million followers.
Wow.
Why not? It looks so narcissistic, so condescending. Right, like when you have a million followers, you only follow 10 people. Oh, and I'm zero. Not judging people. Yeah, zero, I'm literally not judging anybody because I was that guy.
Yeah.
I'm still that guy. You know, like, yeah. I only follow 1,000 people, I have 400 whatever K.
Yeah.
But, like, and there's no wrong or right. Like, that's another thing. I don't judge anybody. Mm-hmm. I would say this is my perspective. It's not against anybody. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. But for me, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I don't want other influencers to do that. This is what I want to do.
Yeah,
I'm creating my bubble. Mm-hmm. The minute I follow a hater, guess what? They become my fan. They love me. Right. Because other people ain't going to do that. I'm a real nigga. Mm. I'm not an influencer or whatever. If I'm an influencer, I'm influencing people to be better. Not to wear Rolexes and Gucci and shit. No. Yeah. I do this because, like, obviously, I like this shit. And I know it's an indicator that I'm successful. Like, I'm growing in life to people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To kids. Mm. So, you know, it's like I'm pushing the big man. You know, and then I don't even know if you should put this in.
No, that's great. I'm giving a lot of gems right now.
This
is great because it's not too many people in your category of music or your age that wants to convey this positive message in what they're doing. They just, you know, brainwashing these kids about your drugs turn up, blah 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 blah. Yeah, exactly. And then they grow up doing the fuck shit, and then next thing you know, they in jail, they dead, and they're blaming it on the music, which makes it look bad for artists.
But it's like, exactly, it makes it look bad on our culture. I feel like it's like what we're doing is beautiful, right? As a culture, we're killing it, right?
Yeah.
The biggest genre in the world, everything is influenced by hip hop. The way it should be. It's the fastest growing in the world, right? For a reason. It's because it's raw, it's real, the story is there. So yeah, people can be like mumbling whatever you think it is. But these niggas been through pain. You feel that, you hear it.
Yeah.
So it literally is like the same rapper over and over, and they're still winning. Why? Because this shit is amazing, bro.
Right.
It's so raw. The pain, you feel it. It's real. It's not like,
it's not like turn up shit it's all fucking, the time. Yeah.
But even if it's turn up, it's like, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's real.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, we've been through pain. Nigga, we got real fucking life issues right now. You know, we got real people depending on us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got people to take care of. I got people going through real shit in my fucking life, and they're not in my position. So guess what? I'm right here. I got to bring them here, and I expect them to go here and bring me here. There's no leader in this motherfucker.
That's the fuel to the fire right
there.
Feel
me? We're all one. That's, like, it misses everybody, dude. Like, it misses everybody, in my opinion, man. And I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm excited. Like, you can see.
Nah, that's good. That's good. So that you got that's reason
why
doing it.
That's why I might lose track of what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck. I just say, hey, redirect me. I'm still going to get my message across.
And that's what it's all about, man. Okay. Okay. That's what's up, man. So explain to me, you know, you were signed with Akon at one point,
yeah,
right?
That's my big bro, Lil.
Okay. How did that situation,
they
you know,
start?
They took
me on tour, man. I went to Canada, UK, I had a blast, man. Like, got my first taste of like the rock star life. It was awesome. I met him through my big sis Trish. She actually found, shout out to her. She's one of the first people to ever believe me. She found me on Instagram, just seeing covers and shit. And then she's like, yeah, I know Akon and da da. I want you to connect with him. It was a long period of time too. Until I actually met, it was like a year.
Okay, it'd be like that.
I think it was like 6 months until I actually got on the phone with him. And then like I would just send him songs back and forth. He would just give me like cool criticism, like, oh, this is good, you should do this, this.
That's awesome, man. Shout out to Akon for that,
bro,
man.
Bro, Khan, I love that. I love that guy, man. Yeah. He's a different breed, man.
I know, man. He's doing always big things in Africa right now.
Man, he's doing big, man.
But yeah, so you were sending the music to give you feedback.
Yeah, and you know, he would always tell me, though, man, well, because he doesn't drink or smoke.
That's what's up.
Man, he's always geek, though. He's like working. Like, he's always up, like, how the fuck this guy do?
Yeah.
Right? Like, how, he's a different breed. I get it now. His purpose was so strong, and also he didn't do drugs.
His purpose
so
was
his shit was more like streamlined. He might have highs and lows, but they're like this instead of like this. You know what I'm saying? Everything Gucci?
Nah, they don't have it
though. Oh, okay. But anyway,
yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, he was like, yeah, I just don't do drugs. He would never preach at you. That's the thing. He's not just put it in your head.
Yeah. Because
he saw I was a broken little boy.
Yeah.
I would literally get fucked up every night.
Yeah.
Right? I was always the motherfucker during, like, if we had a 13-hour tour bus ride, I would sleep in the cubicle. I didn't like being around people.
Man. Yeah.
Like, you know? It wasn't because I had bad intentions. It wasn't because I had anything bad to hide. I had real pain. I didn't want people to see who really I was, my insecurity. Yeah. You know what I'm gonna say?
No, I get that. I get that. And sometimes you're trying to block it, and
you want
to
put a guard up. Like, I got
this
image. Out, nigga.
Yeah. But when you really don't, but it's all good.
You know
it's good to release that, because it's like, once you're free from that, bro, it feels so much good. You got this weight off your shoulder,
so much more
and
amazing.
You got people around you that you release this information to that can help you through it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's good that you did that early. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people hold that shit until they 50, 60 years old, or sometimes die with that shit.
And look, this is the thing. Because I would always do that. I would listen to hours of like TJ's, Tony Robbins, Bob Proctor, all these people, different speakers. And I would always, there's certain things I would always miss that were on the surface. So I want people out there, like the kids who support me, the kids who love me, the kids who look up to me, I appreciate you. I want you guys to get, like, really, like, take notes. Not because, you know, I have it all figured out, just because, like, this is stuff that I have concrete evidence about. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say, like, this is stuff that I've really been through that can really help anybody out there. Like, tangible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I'm going to simplify it as much as I can. I'm going to write books. I'm going to do movies. I'm going to do, you know, I already do music. I'm going to start vlogging again. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a different standpoint. It's literally to help you.
Got it.
I, like, for instance, I'm going to start a finance channel with my boy Michael. He's amazing. His family, you know, they do big skyscraper.
Yeah, I'm gonna be filming.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about this morning. Oh, you're filming it. Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, he sent me a video. So but basically, what we're gonna do is teach these kids finance.
Mm-hmm.
Not
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously, it's another stream of income. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But really, what the reason I want to do it is strictly to educate my people, the people that love me, people pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay attention to me, you love me. Even if you think you hate me, you don't.
Yeah.
I don't have any opposition.
Mm-hmm.
There's no enemy to me. If God is for us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm.
It like misses us. There's no enemy. The devil can only get through to you through materialistic stuff. This shit that ain't shit to me. I'll break this right now with all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, the devil is a lie, my brother.
The devil is a lie. And the devil is like, this is the thing, and like, this might be, the media might misconstrue this shit because I'm a crazy motherfucker, honestly. The devil ain't after me, nigga. I'm after the devil. I'm the goat. I am the devil. I'm God at the same time. I'm the two extremes. I'm nothing. I'm not here. I am here. I'm everywhere. And that's real, bro. I'm like Pac.
Bars.
I'm like Pac, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I realized I didn't choose his life. Pac did ballet for P6. Nigga didn't want to be no thug. But he had to be with the smoke because everybody envious. Everybody envious of me. Wow. Not everybody envious of me. I don't want to say that. I don't even put that in the universe. But there are people who misconstrue who I am. And they think I'm cocky. That's the problem. There's no such thing as cocky and humble. Just be you.
Right.
The people in my bubble, I let them be them. They're mad, get mad. You're justified. If you're sad, be sad. I'll hug you. You know what I'm trying to say? There's no such thing as calming down anybody in my circle.
So
everybody's elevating.
So you meant
the room, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you talked about, you know, people, you know, not having ops and doing this vlog and stuff like that. And I seen that, you know, that when you had the issue with your ex, it was like, you know, she was accusing you of this, that, and the third, and it kind of, you know, throwing dirt on your name, man. Seem like you that type of individual.
That's
I don't really know
man.
You personally, but I want to get your side of the story on things, you know, like. Where did things take a turn between you and her, and, you know, what God had to
say? Well, obviously, there's a lot of different tangibles, you know, like, I messed up, like, in certain ways. I didn't never cheat. I'm going to be honest. I've never put my dick in another girl. I'm going to be real. Plenty of opportunities just because of, like, my circle, who I am, you know what I'm trying to say? Girl, literally, I've almost been raped. Like, to the point I almost had to beat a girl up. It was like almost like I was like, fuck, what do I do? Like, I have to punch her almost to get her off of me. I've literally to that point turned that down. But this is the thing, I realized I couldn't be in that environment anymore. As much as I want to be around my people, I literally cut it all off.
You had to.
For her.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't want anybody to like listen to this and go bash her. I love her. I still do. I fuck with the nigga she fucking with. I fuck with that nigga, man. Like, I'm tearing up because it is my whole life. People have always like conveyed me as the bad guy for some reason. And I know I have hurt people in the past, but it was never with a bad intent. It's like the movie Acrimony, Tyler Perry. If you guys want to know my life, man, go watch Acrimony by Tyler Perry. It's fucking amazing. It's a guidebook for life. I'm the main character. I had this big dream. I didn't realize the people I was hurting in the midst of me trying to get there. But I always had good intentions. You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, I'm in the, if I fuck with you, then I'm in your corner. And I see through all the lies and shit. I see when the devil is present. But this is the thing, like when I say that, right, it could be like, it could be an older sister, it could be anybody running a family, and they don't even understand the scarcity of an older sister, right, can run. You get what I'm trying to say? So you can use the abundance of another sister, right? The problem is, eventually, that abundance becomes scarcity because, you get what I'm saying? Low is like wild. Like, the same way I can raise somebody else's energy level, low vibration can be so fucking low that it literally raises. And I realized that was me. I was dying. People would say, man, you look sick. I was. I was fat. I didn't have abs like I do now. You know what I'm saying? I was unhappy, bro. Like, I had to be high as hell every day at one point, man.
And you were bringing the people around you down with you?
No, I wasn't. I was secluding myself. Like, that's the crazy part. I wouldn't see my dad ever. I wouldn't see my brother Austin. I wouldn't see fucking anybody. You know, my mom. Because I was stuck in this little bubble in Muscovina. And I didn't realize it was just such bad energy, bro. Energy, like, so low, man. I was dying, bro.
So my voice is still fucking gone.
How'd you get
from
out
that situation?
How'd you get out?
But I think it's because I miss my baby, my little dog, my puppy Boo. Oh, she's so fucking cool.
What kind of dog?
I'll show. Man, let me just show you real quick. It's quick.
Yeah,
she's fucking. She's 3 pounds Pomeranian. I miss her, bro. Like, a lot.
I had three dogs. They all passed away.
She's the one. Well, at least you got to fucking see that through, man. I miss my puppy. She's only like, you know, she had a long life to live. Let me see where she is.
No, he's stupid.
He's stupid. He's some ass and some titties in the motherfucker. He said, you might see a green room, motherfucker.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, man. Oh, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, she and she like.
My girl love that dog.
Yeah. For those, look at show.
Yeah.
The baby, I miss her so much. Mm-hmm. So much.
Man. That's what's up. That's a little dog right that's there. Baby. That's cool.
I miss her, man. But everything, honestly, I'm real. I'm in a good place. Mm. An awesome, great place, actually.
Mm. Well, that's good to hear, man. That's good to hear. So, the situation with you and your ex is clear now? Like, y'all good? Or
nah,
it was more
than
just.
No, that hasn't been.
When you separated.
Really hasn't been closure. But honestly, like, I don't need it in the sense that, like, I've closed that chapter myself.
Copy.
And I realize, like, it's going to be better for both of us. It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's no good and bad in my eyes. So I just want her to be fucking happy, bro.
Right.
And everybody around her. I want everybody in the world to be happy. Why, like, this would be no opposition.
Right. Like, no, that's good, man.
Like, stop the opposition. The minute you say, oh, that's my opposite, you literally are making yourself weaker. Because on this realm, in the spirit realm, we didn't need to be united. This realm, you get to be united. The stronger you are with the right people, the stronger you're going to be. The more your agenda can be pushed, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
What do you talk to God about?
Just everything, man. Pray. I would pray like 50 times in a day. Mm. It took me to be high to be like, is this normal? That's what I was like, man. I'm like, this is kind of insane. Like, every time I cross the street, please watch me. Every time I get a car, please watch my way. You know what I'm saying? Watch such and such.
Pray, yeah.
Give on a good deal. I've been doing this since I was a little kid. I pray for girls sometimes. I'd be like, can't do that shit. That's bad.
Yeah,
it's demonic. No, stop.
Yeah.
Like, I can't make this shit up.
You're looking
bro.
In the wrong direction.
I can't make this shit up. And then I would meditate, man. I would literally meditate. Like, I would get so good I could, like, meditate actual situations.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck.
How long you meditate
for? I was like, that's fucking really demonic or whatever, right? It's not. That's God made us in his image. It's right there. The Bible is literally right there.
Mm.
It has everything right there. Look on the surface, guys. Look on the surface.
How long do you meditate for when you meditate?
It depends. Sometimes I hated my life so much that my reality, I would literally meditate for like an hour straight, 2 hours.
That's
good. I read my I am statements. I read my goals. Mm. I made it so fucking real. That's why everything's happening.
Mm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
So what's your formula to keep up with these goals? Like, do you have a vision board in your house? Do you write them down? Or do you just...
Man, I meditated so much that it's drilled in my fucking subconscious. I don't have to think. The same force... is making me breathe is making my dream come true right now. Like, the stars are aligning.
Mm.
Me being you is part of that, man. I mean,
right,
this interview is going to be major, like, because a lot of people don't know me, man. They don't understand that I'm a genuine ass fucker.
Mm.
Like, you know, you can look me in my eyes. Like, I want y'all to see my eyes right now. This is some weird shit. I want you to really look me in my eyes. Like, I want to meet all you guys. You think you're my opposition. If you're like a kid and you want to put something bad in the comments, like, just like think maybe what if I did have a conversation with Trey and we hit it off and we're cool, right? What if we go through life and help each other? That's what should be the focus. That's high vibrational.
Big facts.
Stop thinking the low vibrational shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get to the bag? You want to get rollies and millions? You'll be like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be successful. You want your shit, your album go fucking viral, platinum in a month with no label. You got it, dude. You get to be like this, man.
Yeah. So what's that strategy? You know what I'm saying? Because so many people work hard to get to your level. And sometimes they're probably like in their 30s or 40s still trying to do what you're doing now at 26, which is an amazing accomplishment, by the way.
Thank you.
So what's the strategy? Like, what's the formula to, you know, get that, go platinum in a month and independently? And, you know, how do you put your videos out strategically? Does it involve hashtags? Do you put money behind promotion?
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
It's a lot of tangibles, but because of... I've been doing it so long on my own, even YouTube, I didn't realize I was becoming a marketing genius.
Mm.
Like, I'm literally, I know how to get the eyes. I know how to, like,
you know, I just knew what to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like awesome, right? Mm-hmm. Now I'm realizing I really know what to do to the point I can write movies, like, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I can do anything artistically because I'm myself. Mm-hmm. Literally, like, and it took me all this time, right? Years and years and years to realize all I had to do was be myself. Mm-hmm. So I could meet this girl, right? She's 18 years old. She's literally just started doing music like October 28th.
Okay.
Fucking played me four of her first songs. Amazing. Wow. She knew herself so much already. She cut, like, it took me 13 years to get like this. It took her fucking 2 months to get like that. Be yourself. There's no wrong or right. Meaning, there's only you. And the more authentic you are to yourself, the more valuable you are on this earth. Mm. And you literally get paid directly to your value, right?
Right.
Doctors get paid more because they're more valuable. Nah, I'd rather be a doctor. Mm-hmm. But it's like, the minute you try to be somebody else, you devalue yourself.
Right. And it'll show. People will see, read right through you. As soon as they see you being fake, they'll read right through you. You know what I'm saying?
And I see that.
You definitely
won't stand up. But sometimes it's like, it's cool because, like with me, I realized people read through me, but they still saw that, like, okay, this kid has good intentions. Mm-hmm. He's a good kid.
He just needs to find himself.
Exactly. So always look. So in a nutshell, you're not gonna have it all figured out. You're not. I could tell you. I could drill this in your head every day. You're not gonna have this shit figured out. Mm-hmm. You get to go through life. You have to fail. You get to fail. You know. It's just the cool thing about mentors, though. It's like a parent, right? Mm-hmm. They know. They're like always watching you. They know you're about to fail, but they like kind of like make sure you don't fail too much, right? They never. It's like God, right?
Right.
He never push you through what you can't handle, but in this lifetime, right, you need two extremes. You need good, bad, whatever that is, mm-hmm. right? You need struggle. You need pain. You need pleasure.
You got to feel it.
You got to feel it mm-hmm. or you're not going to be, you're not going to have substance on this earth.
Yeah, you can't appreciate the good without the bad and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
You got to embrace it. Mm-hmm. So I say, sometimes I say, I don't know if I'm going to run with this or not, but I say Tweaker Nation and Faith Nation. Mm. It's acknowledging that, right?
Right.
If you're a tweaker at this moment, I support you. I love you, right? And whatever you want to do, I'll support you in that. If you want to come over to the faith side, you're going to be right in the middle. I will support you in that. Faith side, if you fucking, you feel like me, if you feel like maybe you misconstrued, it's not working for you, and you got a party, whatever it is, it's all fucking K. Mm-hmm. It's life. It's here. God put it here for a reason. It's nothing, you know what I'm saying? We need it all. Mm-hmm. Or what would life be if everything was already a utopia in this room? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, now you talk a lot about God and stuff. Like, are you...
Everything on me is about Jesus.
Are you... do you follow any religion and stuff like that?
I grew up Christian.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I guess you could say I'm a Christian. I don't know. Like, the Bible... I read a lot of the Bible, you mm-hmm. know. I read the New Testament, and it just all makes sense. It all goes hand in hand with everything. Mm. It's literally the guy, like, is this right there. It's just a lot of fluff. That's the problem. Everybody's fluffy.
Yeah.
You just got to know, like, how to pick out.
How to read between the lines.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like reading between the lines is like so complex. No, right on the surface.
Yeah. Read what's on the surface. I feel you on
that's
that.
That's it.
Yeah.
Look at what the title is.
Yeah.
Look at what the chapter is. No, seriously.
Look
at what the chapter say.
Yeah.
That's all you freaking need.
Yeah.
It's like the four agreements. You really only need the four fucking agreements. Don't assume what are they? I don't even know what they are. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't matter because I know I can Google that shit. Right? Mm-hmm. I don't fucking need to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the vision for Trey Carter's brand? Like, are you trying to, what's the 5-year goal?
That's a good freaking question. That's an awesome question. I can tell you my month goal, though. I'm going triple fucking platinum this month. Mm-hmm. I'm not here going triple platinum. Well, I got a whole other album. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because it's a story. It's like I started here and now I'm going like this. It's like it's like a movie, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not here as an experience. Eternally.
Yeah.
Eternity. Because it's like the way you start anything, the way you do it, how's it go? The way you start anything is where you end
it. It's not where you start.
I started it so authentically.
Yeah.
That's me in sonic form. I'm not here as me in sonic form. And now I'm already at the point where I can't get any better as an artist. It's just about who can I become as an artist. And mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I might start producing. Actually, I will. I'm going to start fucking playing. I already know the coordination to play guitar. I know coordination, piano, taught myself. Now I'm about to become a beast at that mm-hmm. shit. I'm like Prince.
Bro. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So musically, like producing my own shit, you know what I'm saying? The label's already going crazy. Mm-hmm. I already met some amazing...
So you met this kid, by the way.
No, I have my own label. Carter Conglomerate, me and my pops.
Okay.
I met this kid on the side of the road, literally selling candy like 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
Man, amazing kid, bro. powerful kid. Anyways, I had him come to the studio. First day, made a hit together. Second time, came with his pops, man. Pops, amazing, powerful dude, too. We made a hit together. So that's all going to be on the album. There's a story, man. This kid is ready. He'll be blowing me up. I love this kid, man.
Word.
He taught me, because of my whole life, I was give, give, give. Mm. He taught me the importance, the balance, the importance of receiving, how to receive, being genuine when you receive. Because this kid has been literally putting food on the table since seven. Seven. He's 15, been doing this shit. He's a different breed. He's ahead of his time.
For sure.
And now, like, his lyrics, his bars are so real, so raw. The world needs this kid. Because he's going to help so many, you know what I'm trying to say?
Under your label.
Exactly. Like, maybe, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care about money. Money doesn't move me. I don't even know about, I don't even know. Everything has to be transactional. So right. Maybe it just be 1%.
Right.
So, like, I don't want the nigga.
You just
want
to help him.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really me.
Yeah.
I have no cap in my rap.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
can say, oh, but yeah. No, nigga. There's no cap in my rap. And, you know what I'm trying to say? Right. And if you're going like this, that's like, why are you doing that? When I see somebody winning or doing something, I'm kind of intrigued by it because these niggas are intrigued, right? Mm-hmm. They just don't want to, like, they're just the ego.
Yeah.
Get rid of the flesh, get rid of the ego.
That's hard for people to do, man. You're talking about the kid and helping him.
Now, there's another thing I was trying to say. Well, maybe it's irrelevant. You guys get the gist.
Yeah.
You guys get the gist. It's just like, you guys get the gist. I said a lot. Y'all get the gist. Not you, but, you know.
Nah, I get
my people, the people that are having a conversation with us here
correct.
As well. You know what
correct,
I'm saying? People
correct.
That needed this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I definitely feel like that you wanting to use your platform to help other people is only going to bless you in turn because, you know, now the other people need you. So God's going to keep you at this platform that you're at to keep bringing other people in as long as you're doing it genuinely, which you said you already are. So
now, like, I'm protected, like, because of my mission. Mm-hmm. I don't have to look over my shoulder because of my mission. It's
right.
True.
Okay. So,
like, you know, I got mentors that, you know, like I said, mentors just wanting to see me succeed and I'm paying for it. And everybody that I'm helping, they're doing the same shit they pay for. Me, everybody around us. You know what I'm saying? I got niggas that don't even rap over it. Millions of streams. Just cause I don't want that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm pop. I just, even nigga don't do music. It's about brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm pushing, brotherhood, man.
Right.
Like, what is good and bad? There's no such thing. It's just be genuine. Even if it, you might be off a little bit. But I think Blueface blew up. He's genuine in that.
Yeah,
that shit hard.
Yeah, real hard. I fuck with Blueface.
Like, how do I know how to do it so good? Because he's so genuine, it's infectious.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Effortlessly.
Effortless, yeah. It's him.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's like, this is like, the people that blow up so crucially, they're authentically them. Eminem, Busta Rhymes, Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, Whitney. It's so Prince, Aaliyah, Jay-Z. It's so spot on.
Yeah.
You can't compare them to nobody, right?
They are. They own stratosphere,
YG, it's like, there's no comparison to these guys. Because they became the best version of themselves.
Right.
All you have to do, people always ask, what's your best advice? That is my advice. And it seems cliche because it is a cliche statement, which the cliche statements are the statements we should be drilling in our heads. And actually not just, like, this is what I would do. I'd be like, oh, I know that one. No. Why do they say it? Ask the deeper question. Always try to ask the critical, deeper question.
For
yourself. So that you can help the world by simplifying that information for everybody. Books. That's why books are so incredible.
Yeah.
If you don't like to read books, force yourself to start liking to read books.
You can even listen to
that's
them.
Another, yeah, audiobooks. Movies. Turn the subtitles on. I learned so much, like Acrimony. I learned so much through movies. Conversation. If you don't like conversation, there's a problem.
You need it, especially
human
in business.
Beings love conversation, and you cannot attract, like Law of Attraction, you cannot attract anything if, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know
keep
what I mean?
Going, keep going,
if
man.
You're not
if
you don't like conversing.
Yeah, conversing, networking, communicating.
Networking,
yeah,
like
people
this,
person,
collaborate. Because
yeah.
I was always the type of person, I have no features, like, really. Like, it was all my people.
Yeah.
I'm not really in the industry because I was always like this, right? I was in the shadows, man. I would always read to myself, Lord, help me get out of the shadows into the light. Because I was scared,
right.
Terrified. It was one of my... This is my baby.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah,
right here.
Give it like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can't wait to see you. But anyways, I'm a Fulio. You know what I'm saying? There's no cap in my rap.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
See, I like beautiful women. I'll be honest. It's okay to like beautiful women.
Hell yeah.
I'm single now. I was loyal. I got money on me, and I'm loyal.
Yeah.
I was loyal for so long as this rock star ass nigga, man.
Lost my soul. That's hard. Lost my soul trying to make somebody happy, man. Thanksgiving, guess where I was? Nigga, I was in a cold at a warehouse packing product. No, with no return.
Damn.
That's the first time I have a close-knit family. That's how you know my shit was falling. Our family was falling apart. Mm. My brother's over here. I don't know what the hell. This is the difference now.
Mm.
I don't pride myself on being this big mega star anymore.
Mm.
I pride myself on being a good brother, son, you know, potential whatever, not boyfriend, but homie. A better just
person.
You know what I mean? Yeah. For others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I genuinely mean that.
Right.
And it's not for y'all, it's for me. Because it's pleasurable for me. I'm being honest.
Do you put this type of passion in your music? Like, as far as this message that you're conveying?
Brother, yes.
Okay.
That's why people mess with my music. That's why my shit's going.
Mm.
Not because I'm better than anybody. There's no such thing as better. It's just because I'm authentically me. And I got some shit to say. And I got a way to say it. And that's it.
And that's the new album, I'm Not Here, right? That's the one.
I already have the other one finalized. It's called Trey.
Literally,
the album cover is hot.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, with the view of my penthouse, fucking Trey on her booty.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, the booty shorts are gonna come out. The merch is gonna come out. Everything's okay. A bunch of like me and my fans right now. I feel connected to them. Like the people, like they're my family. Like I feel connected.
Mm. That's hard, man. I love the message. I love what you stand for. Love your energy, my brother. You, since bro. I met you, I was just like,
I know.
This young dude right
here. We would always run into each other. Man.
Yeah.
Do not ignore the signs. There's no such thing as coincidence.
Right.
Somebody made that word up. There's no such thing.
Yeah, nah. God placed you in my life for a reason and vice versa.
Exactly.
So we definitely need to
We have to do some amazing things together.
I can't wait, man. Well, I ain't going to hold
this
you
video
too much,
right
man.
Here is going to be amazing. You know, it's very informational, this video.
It needed to be, and I'm glad that you took this time to let yourself share your gift with the world on my platform. I appreciate you for that, my brother. And sure. Let the people know where they could get the album, where they could follow you, and all that good stuff.
I'm Not Here. It's like fanlink.to/I'm Not Here. It's in my Instagram bio. I'm on Instagram, Trey Carter Official, or you just type Ocha Trey. Like Ocha Trey on YouTube, whatever Ocha Trey is gonna pop up because you know that's me. And my YouTube is I haven't changed it. It still has the old one, but I'm gonna change it back to Ocha Trey.
Mm-hmm.
And stay tuned because the YouTube video is gonna be crazy. And that penthouse gonna do crazy shit. Hide and go see.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is another my YouTube. I want to my actual, you know, the one I have right now, the big one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to use that because the finance channel that's a different. I'm doing a different one.
Yeah.
The Ocha Trey one is gonna be. Everybody knows I was just engaged, literally. Like, you know, I gave them all to this girl, whatever.
That's the one we talk about. Mm-hmm.
We broke up, whatever. I want to show people that are going through the same shit. You can you don't need anybody. You don't need validation from nobody else. If that person's out your life, it's for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Not because you're better than the person.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, you guys, it had to happen for you guys to go up.
Right.
You had to go like this to go up. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's life.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, man, get up. And fight another day. You like, you don't understand how divine you are.
Yeah,
we don't understand. You are so divine to be here. Let them know where they can find you and everything. I know it's already part of it. Listen, your shit gonna be stamped everywhere.
Listen, you can find me Johnny Vegas, JONNI_Vegas with a Z, or Sleep is for Billionaires. That's _sleep_is_for_billionaires_. That's the Instagram channel.
And also, real quick, Trey, if you are my family, right? We're in tune right now. Please follow my brother. He's part of the squad. So, you know, anybody that I'm with every day, I want him to follow y'all too. You know, like that's what we're creating right now. Man. That's gonna be big.
Big facts.
Sleep
man.
Is for billionaires.
Man. There it is,
Let's
man.
Let's go.
Stay tuned for more episodes to come. Thank you for watching. And once again, thank you for sliding
pleasure,
through.
Bro. I love you, bro. Real stuff.
Yo, appreciate you, man. Yeah, we're gonna do a lot of work together,
yeah,
man.
For sure.
Stay tuned, baby. Let's
love
get
you
it.
Guys.
Boom.
Yeah, nigga, that's you,
brother. Go viral, nigga.
I'm gonna break you up too, nigga.
Thank you.
We might make like 20,000.